I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Return of Neverland, book and lyrics by Andrew Park, music by Scott Lamps, opens at the Crossroads Repertory Theater on July 6th, plays the 6th, 7th, and 8th, and then joins the Crossroads Repertory. Our guests are the director for the show, Arthur Feinsod, and the person who plays a character named Jane, and we'll find out who Jane is in just a moment, Clara Butts. Arthur and Clara, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Arthur, this is a project that you've been very much looking forward to. Once again, the Peter Pan story, only Peter Pan later.
Yes, it's a sequel to the Peter Pan story. It centers on Jane, who is the daughter of Wendy Darling. Wendy Darling comes from London to live in the United States, trying to get away from Neverland, her early experience of it being so traumatic and difficult, and trying to protect her daughter from it as well. But, of course, all those plans go afoul, and Neverland does start to appear in her dreams and does visit her. And that's kind of the catalyst for the whole play.
Arthur, you've kind of spilled the beans about who Clara plays. Clara, you're playing a woman named Jane. Sounds like a very rich role.
Yes, playing a 16-year-old girl is a new thing for me. I've never played a child before. It seems like 5 years ago. That's not very long, but it's estranged, kind of. But I have had to play older roles, so this is a new and exciting journey for me to take.
This is indeed a musical. Tell us a little bit about your background.
I was actually here at CRT last summer, and I was in the musical Godspell, which was a fantastic musical. I actually went to Chanhazen Dinner Theater in Minnesota, and I had a few summer training sessions there for musical theater. And I was recently on the ISU stage for A Little Night Music. I played Desiree Armfeld.
So here you are in The Return of Neverland, and you're really, I think, kind of in the middle of things. Your mother is apparently wiser.
Yes.
Peter is definitely attractive. The dreams are coming. This is a lot to reflect for an actress.
Yes, it is. But a lot of it hits home for me. I remember throughout the play, they call Jane Wendy because they are all confused. They think Jane is Wendy when she goes back to Neverland. And I think it's kind of funny because I've always been in my mother's shadow as well, and I was called Libby a lot. So that's kind of fun.
It seems appropriate that we use the word shadows with The Return of Neverland. Book and lyrics by Andrew Park, music by Scott Lamps. It's directed by Arthur Feinsod. This story about the Peter Pan legend in the next generation opens at the Crossroads Repertory Theater on July 6th, plays the 6th, 7th, and 8th, then enters the repertory. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.